I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the Barbershop Guys give their take on the effort to get a deal on the deficit and the debt ceiling and the breakthrough in the labor agreement with the National Football League. That's in just a few minutes. But first, more of our interview with President Barack Obama. He spoke with us yesterday from the Oval Office. Earlier, we talked about the ongoing negotiations over reducing the federal debt and raising the debt ceiling. We talked about unemployment and his critics within the black community. Then I asked him about the other person catching some flack in the White House, his wife, Michelle. You're not the only Obama in the White House who's faced some criticism of late. You know, the First Lady, Mrs. Obama, was criticized for a high-calorie meal that she ordered at the Shake Shack, which is a new popular burger spot in Washington, D.C. And I wonder if you think that that's fair or do you think that's out of bounds?
Michelle doesn't take that too seriously. Michelle knows let me put it this way. Michelle's never hid the fact that her favorite food is French fries. Or that she's going to have a burger once in a while. The whole point that she's been making, which is common sense, and so this should be a non-issue, is how do we make sure that our kids in particular have balanced meals on a regular basis? Because it'll make them healthier, it'll make them do better in school, and it forms lifelong habits that will improve their quality of life. And you know, I think that she has been adamant about saying that there's nothing wrong with having a treat once in a while. There's nothing wrong with going ahead and having a milkshake or a piece of pie or whatever else you crave. The question is, what is it that on a regular basis you're doing, and what can we do as a society to make sure that, for example, folks in low-income communities have access to a grocery store that actually sells fresh produce. And in fact, they did a wonderful announcement yesterday talking about food deserts, communities where you cannot, in any reasonable way find fresh and healthy foods. And if you do find it, then the prices are jacked up in those communities. And there was an announcement, cooperation from a whole bunch of retailers all across the country. They're going to start building new stores that will not only create jobs, but also give people healthier options. And that's what this is all about, empowering people to have better options so that they can make better decisions for their family. Okay. It's not about people not having a hamburger once in a while.
Okay, but did she get the sweet potato fries or the regular? Never mind, I'm not asking.
You know, she likes both, actually.
She likes the sweet potato fries
and
the regular.
You should try them in the White House, too, because sometimes we make them and they're outstanding.
All right, well, before we let you go, you got a big birthday coming up in 2 weeks, and it's the big... Can we mention this? The big 5-0.
You know, I feel real good about 5-0. Obviously, I've gotten a little grayer since I took this job, but otherwise, I feel pretty good. And Michelle, says that, she still thinks I'm cute, you know, and I guess that's all that matters, isn't it?
Well, do you want anything special that we should pass along?
Well,
anything special?
You know what I really want right now is to get a debt ceiling deal for my birthday. That's kind of sad, I know.
And maybe some French fries.
And maybe some maybe I'll have a good hamburger on my birthday as well.
President Barack Obama joined us on the line from the White House. Thank you, Mr. President.
Enjoyed talking to you. Bye bye.